You're listening to 2SER Breakfast with Nick Healy. Nick is no doubt talking through all the big topics of the day.
Chickens can see ultraviolet. I just want to know what chickens are looking at.
Breakfast with Nick Healy, 2SER 107.3.
Now, the 100 Portraits Project is a photography project that's aiming to tell 100 different stories from all around the South Pacific, and it's being brought by smartphone maker Huawei. Now, one contributor is New Zealand photographer Stu Robertson. You probably know him from the quite stunning Peace in 10,000 Hands project. He's also, just for a weird little bit of trivia, the first New Zealand photographer to ever be an ambassador for the renowned camera brand Leica. Stu, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, talk to me about Peace in 10,000 Hands. Is that still ongoing? Because that was just an absolutely incredible project.
Yeah, still ongoing. So we're just over 3,000 portraits, 50 countries and 7 continents. So there's quite a bit more photography to go to complete the project.
And for people who don't know, it is a very simple project of a white rose being held in cupped hands from around the world.
An ancient symbol of peace, one of the oldest symbols of peace. And wherever it's being recorded around the world, it's being recorded as a symbol of peace. So it's we've had gang members and lots of amazing people all around the world, from celebrities to Dalai Lama and various people like that, who have all happy to stand as one for this global message of peace, which is quite cool.
And only 7,000 more to go.
Yes. It's about the journey. It's about the conversation. You know, it's not about the finish line, really.
Well, you're in town for 100 Portraits Project,
yes,
which is stories of the South Pacific, which I think is a very interesting kind of area to concentrate on.
So I've had over 3,000 sort of people to practice on before this opportunity came up, and essentially it came about through my relationship with Leica, who have sort of got together and with Huawei and married their phone tech and into their camera tech into this phone situation, and so I'm taking the portraits on a phone and filming people and finding out their conversation. So it's about making the invisible visible, and for me it's about capturing an unguarded moment of humanity. So that's the two projects have merged together quite well.
They really have. It's something about portraiture that, I mean, it literally puts a human face, but it's such an intimate style of photography.
So the people that I'm choosing, these 100 people, are people that I've never met. So they're just people I might be on a train next to, or walking along the street late at night in red light districts and other crazy places to sort of to expose these people that other people might not get to see or get to talk to, and telling their story.
So it's almost the marginalized groups, and we're trying to bring them into the foreground.
A little bit. It's about the people. It's about people on the fringe. It's about outcasts. It's about fighters. You know, it's about people that are out there doing things that might not necessarily have the forum to talk about it, and certainly wouldn't possibly be not all of them in an environment where they would, interact 9 to 5, you might say.
That certainly seems to be a theme that you've enjoyed working on across your career.
I'm an introvert, so and I talk about this, which is fine. I haven't had a birthday party since I was 10, and I find social situations very difficult, and if you sit next to me on an aeroplane, I will not talk to you. And so I'm not a trained photographer. I'm not a commercial photographer. It's something that I only picked up really 4 or 5 years ago for the project. I had to buy a camera to do it. I didn't even have any camera gear or anything. So I've sort of forced myself into a position where I have to interact with people and had to learn photography. So for me, it's part of the practice. It's what pushes an honest image when you're with someone in this desperate moment with no tripod, no lighting, and you're trying to get this amazing picture of them. You know, that pressure adds to sort of my focus.
Now, it's interesting that you only picked it up sort of a few years ago, because, of course, you've got a family of photographers.
Yeah, both my grandfathers. So one of my grandfathers was a Leica photographer and collected them and had a dark room. My other grandfather worked for Kodak Eastman and collected cameras as well. So it was sort of always around, but it wasn't something that touched me as a child. I wasn't in the dark room with my grandfather or anything like that. It's more a visceral thing that sits in the DNA.
Have you gone back and looked at their work though?
Yeah.
And revisited it. Do you think there's been an influence there?
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, one of my grandfathers, Eric, he loved photographing people. You know, he had the cable release for his camera and all that kind of stuff, and he'd get down on the ground. And the only piece of advice I've ever really been given in art or photography is every great painting or photograph needs one central point of focus to lead the eye. And that's what he told me when I was young, when I was trying to draw and paint, not very well. Yeah, so that's, you know, if you look at the rose, I've taken that to heart, really.
Very much so. It's quite remarkable to see those photos and sort of see the, I think what it gets me is there's that point of similarity, but every single one of them is individual and quite different.
Oh, thank you.
That's okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, 100 Portraits Project, it is, people can go and see it now?
Yes, so it's hanging in the Leica store in QVB.
Excellent.
There, so people can go and see the images up on the wall. And on Friday at p10studio.com, they're starting to release the stories from my part of the project and other photographers, and people will be able to go online and check out the images and get little tips and, yeah, see what's happening, find
and
out the stories.
And actually read the stories behind it.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff.
Thank you.
We'll put a link up to that. Stu Robertson, thank you very much for
Appreciate
chatting
it.
To us.
Thank you so much.